Good morning to everyone. Howdy. Happy Holy Tuesday to all of you. Well, we are together with the entire church, excited to commence the Paschal Triduum, which will begin this Thursday. Triduum, 3 days of this mystery of our Lord in saving us. And you will notice that Mass will be on Thursday afternoon to celebrate the Mass of the Lord's Supper. And there will be no final blessing in that Mass. And the Blessed Sacrament will be brought to the monumento, as we say it, to be deposited there for public veneration. And churches will be open until midnight for this. And then the next day, Good Friday, we will have a service of the cross. Not a Mass, but the hosts that will be distributed then will come from hosts already consecrated the day before or earlier for the communion rite. And then the next will be the Paschal Vigil, Saturday night, in anticipation of the Lord's resurrection. And that will be the when the Mass would end with the Alleluia, Alleluia. Well, that's just a little framework to keep in mind. Today we continue reading from the book of Isaiah. Islands, listen to me. Pay attention, remotest peoples. The Lord called me before I was born. From my mother's womb, He pronounced my name. You will remember also that the calling of Jesus Christ happened even before He was conceived. And He was conceived for that purpose, to lead His people Israel, which did not comprise only of the Israelites, but the whole world. With His coming sacrifice on the cross, He is going to gather all of us, the universal church, from the four cardinal points of the compass. No one is accepted because He died for everyone's sins. And then, St. John the Baptist also was called when he was still in the womb. He leapt when Elizabeth beheld the visiting figure of Our Lady. She acknowledged the presence of the divine in her, and the baby in her womb growing to be born, I think, in 3 months still, was conscious, was able to detect the presence of Jesus Christ in the other woman's womb. And he was baptized with that leap. And, well, all of us, we have been created, we have been conceived in the womb, also with a calling. God would not call us to existence if He did not give us a mission and a purpose. He does not make individuals like us for just nothing, a useless life, an insignificant life. No, we are called to be children of God. We are called to enjoy God forever in heaven for eternity. And to get there, well, we have something to do here, even if it is just to be an ordinary person with an ordinary life, whatever that ordinary would take its form in each of our cases. But we should be aware of this, and that we should seek it if we do not know it. And if we have it already, we should pray and work it out such that we persist in it. And Isaiah continues that He made my mouth a sharp sword and hid me in the shadow of His hand. He made me into a sharpened arrow and concealed me in His quiver. Well, the Lord is the archer, and each of us is this arrow. I've never shot an arrow, properly speaking. But from pictures, from videos, Olympic events, and I witness, I see how they do it. Well, they have such a complicatedly structured bow and an arrow to hit the target. The arrow is shot and it flies through the air, reaching its target. And if it aimed well, and if the hands and the body contributed what was expected of them, that arrow goes through and hits the target. And sometimes they missed the bull's eye because of lack of skill, a lack of practice, etc. But the thing is, the arrow is outward going. And the mouth here is said to be a sharp sword. With a sword, you cut trees, you cut branches, you cut people down, animals. You kill, you destroy. Well, the Lord wants to destroy these obstacles to our salvation. He wants to iron out, as he said to John the Baptist, he who wants to make straight the paths of the Lord. And with this arrow shooting, well, the reach of this archer is farther than the sword. It is telescopic. But the idea is to spread out, to go to the others, not to be just remain alone. He said to me, "You are my servant, Israel, in whom I shall be glorified." While I was thinking, I have toiled in vain. I have exhausted myself for nothing. And this may occur to us many times as we pursue our vocations here on earth. For the students, obviously, they're supposed to be students. For those who are priests, as priests, to hear more confessions, to bring people to God. A married person, well, he has to love his spouse and the family that God gave him, and so on and so forth. But at the same time, we get these temptations. I was thinking, I have toiled in vain. I have exhausted myself for nothing. It may look like that to us, as it looked like that to those first Christians at the foot of the cross. Our Lord failed. Our Lord was defeated. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the Omnipotent One, supposedly, was defeated, utterly defeated, destroyed, crucified, numbered among the criminals. Well, it looked like that. But actually, as we know from the transfiguration of our Lord, behind that cover, behind maybe you could call it a disguise, is glory. Our Lord is in command. The sun continues to shine behind those dark, gloomy clouds in the horizon. Our Lord is there. We have to see through with eyes of faith. Have I failed in my marriage? Have I failed in bringing up my children? Especially when they go awry, they go berserk, so to speak. No, I mean, it may be also true that we have neglected our duties. But if in our conscience we have done what we could, but the result looks like, well, like that, it's not really our fault. You know, there is what you call freedom. Your child is free, your husband or your wife is free. And maybe the temptations also were very strong. Many other factors. It's not just you or I as the culprit. If we consciously and conscientiously have done our duty, what we know to have been our duty and its parts. But we should not give in to this. And all the while my cause was with the Lord, Isaiah continues to write, my reward with my God. I was honored in the eyes of the Lord. My God was my strength. That's it. As we go through these terrible days, discouraging days, even the great apostles ran in fright, left our Lord alone. Well, they still came back. Judas, except Judas, because he thought of himself too much. The other apostles must have sought strength. That's it. If you feel weak, look for strength. Look for a support. And Our Lady is there. Saint Joseph is there. We have our guardian angel. We have a saint. Our names are like the name of a saint in heaven. We have allies in heaven. We have our Lord Jesus Christ himself. And so on and so forth. We just have to, yeah, we have to go out of ourselves. Reach out to the one who can help us. And now the Lord has spoken, he who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, to gather Israel to him. It is not enough for you to be my servant, to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back the survivors of Israel. I will make you the light of the nations so that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. Now that's another interesting thing that our Lord adds. He will make us light to the nations. And light even travels faster. Light reaches farther. And we will be light if we study well our catechism. We will not just be giving an opinion. We will not just be giving the opinion of someone else, you know, and who does not know also the stuff. And we have to study our catechism. We have to study the truth of our Lord's teachings. We have to study, imbibe. And we do this slowly, of course, because we have many other things to do as well. But we need to study. And the Word of God is light. Thank you for listening, and may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain forever. Amen. Ciao!